What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Awesomeo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, December 7th. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're getting updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. Finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AWESOMEO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with RJ Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, Dorian Finney-Smith, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Jakob Poeltl on the outside looking in, who will be my favorites. My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, I'm going Lonnie Walker. He is shooting guard, small forward eligible. Massive on a day like today because you can also put him at guard, forward, and utility. Only 3,400. Projected for 19. The goal is 29. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. Now, what we're talking about here for Lonnie Walker is a situation where, one, we don't know the status of Devin Vassell. I'm assuming he's out for right now. Didn't play yesterday. Hasn't played a ton lately. Lonnie Walker can basically play anywhere from 18 to 30 minutes today. That is a very interesting GPP play on a three-game slate at 3,400. I gave him 23 minutes. He's basically a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, maybe a stock. Slight pace down spot against the Knicks, but what we're worried about here are price and position. I think Lonnie Walker helps to make things work. And if you happen to get that game where Lonnie Walker is going to play like 28 minutes, he's going to become one of the more premier value plays you will find. He could also play 18 minutes and be totally terrible. First of many Mavericks here, number four, Jalen Brunson, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,200, projected for 28.5. The goal's 37. He's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. I mean, Brunson's really good. He can play more than 29 minutes. Got a lot more than that in the start and the last one out. I'm going 29 just to be safe. 0.98 fantasy points per minute in this spot. 13.5 points, 5 assists, 4.5 rebounds, maybe a steal. Pace up spot against Brooklyn. Brunson's just better than a $5,200 price tag. If I were to project Jalen Brunson right now for 32 minutes, he's unquestionably the number one contender. I didn't want to be so aggressive because they are moving people around right now. But even at 29, which to me is basically his floor, barring crazy blowouts either direction or injury, Jalen Brunson at 29 minutes gets to fourth, and there's only upside from there. At number three, we have power forward only eligible Keldon Johnson, 5,600, projected for 30.5, goal 38.5, optimal lineup 32% of the time. I gave him 33 minutes. He seems to be playing pretty monstrous minutes right now, assuming Devin Vassell is still out as well. Not that that really affects Keldon Johnson all that much. Around 0.9 fantasy points per minute, 15 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, a stock, pace down spot against the Knicks, same one you saw for Lonnie Walker. But you would have liked to see Keldon Johnson get a second position here that would really help him out. But just all told, 5,600 for 33 minutes at a 0.9 guy, those are just numbers that are going to look really, really good on a three-game slate. At number two, we go to my preferred pay-up option, point guard small forward, which is the best you're going to get. Eligible Luka Doncic, 10,900, projected for 57, goal 61, optimal lineup 33% of the time. Assuming Luka plays here, that is the big key piece because we don't necessarily know if he's going to. He is questionable. Giving him 36 minutes. He's been playing a lot better as of late, north of a 1.5 fantasy points per minute. I got him in for 36% usage. 27 points and very close to the triple-double. 9.5 boards, 9.3 assists, a stock and a half, pace up against Brooklyn. I think that he can get into a battle. Like, if this game stays close late, someone's keeping up with Harden and Durant. And there aren't a ton of options on Dallas for it. Obviously, I like Jalen Brunson in this scenario. But I'm either going to go to Luka at 10-9 and I'm paying all the way up, or I'm going to my number one contender. But before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. Finally, one last shout out for Prize Picks, the presenting sponsor of this video. That number one contender is Kristaps Porzingis. He's power forward eligible. Why he doesn't have center eligibility, I do not know, but it's pretty dumb. 7,600 on DK, 42 fantasy point projection, 47 point goal, 39% of the time he's in the optimal lineup. I'm giving him 32 minutes, 1.32 fantasy points per minute in this spot. He's projected for a double-double, 20 points, 10 boards, 2 assists, 2 stocks, pace up. Who the hell slows him down on the Brooklyn Nets? They don't have a good matchup for Porzingis. It's certainly not LaMarcus Aldridge. If the shot's falling, it's going to be a big one for the Zinger. I like Luka. I like Brunson. I like Dorian Finney-Smith. I like a lot of the Mavs, but I don't like any of them as much as I like Kristaps Porzingis right now. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, December 7th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.